But even though the insect brain is organized very differently from ours, there are some striking similarities. For example, most insects have smell detectors on their antennae, similar to those found in human noses. And our primary olfactory brain regions look and function rather similarly, with clusters of neurons activated and deactivated in precise timing to code for specific scents. Scientists have been astonished by these similarities, because insects and humans are not very closely related. In fact, our last common ancestor was a simple worm-like creature that lived more than 500 million years ago. So how did we end up with such similar brain structures when our evolution took almost entirely different paths? Scientists call this phenomenon convergent evolution. It's the same principle behind birds, bats, and bees separately evolving wings. Similar selective pressures can cause natural selection to favor the same evolutionary strategy in species with vastly different evolutionary pasts. By studying the comparison between insect and human brains, scientists can thus understand which of our brain functions are unique and which are general solutions to evolutionary problems. But this is not the only reason scientists are fascinated by insect brains. Their small size and simplicity makes it easier to understand exactly how neurons work together in the brain. This is also valuable for engineers, who study the insect brain to help design control systems for everything from self-flying airplanes to tiny search-and-rescue roach bots. So, size and complexity are not always the most impressive things. The next time you try to swat a fly, take a moment to marvel at the efficiency of its tiny nervous system as it outsmarts your fancy brain.